Today's Warm 101.3. We're speaking with Susan and Hannah from the Do Portugal Circus. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
So explain to me what the Do Portugal Circus is.
So Do Portugal Circus is a traditional family-run touring circus, and this is our first time in Rochester.
Okay. Oh, I detect an accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Scotland.
Oh, that's so cool.
And how are you finding the States?
I love it. Yeah, this is actually, I've been here for 5 years.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what types of things do you do in the circus?
So we have a big range of different circus acts. We have aerialists, we have jugglers, we have acrobats, we have motorcyclists, we have clowns, we have dancers. There's something for everybody. So there's something for like kids, there's something for adults, but it's a family-friendly show.
Okay. I understand that Christy is supposed to do some sort of death-defying act on a motorcycle.
Do you like how you said just Christy? No, I think it's Tony, too.
No, what will she be doing exactly?
So that will be our Globe of Death. So it's a big...
It's called the Globe of Death.
Yes. So it's a big metal sphere. And we have two motorbikes for two motorcyclists. And you can go in together and you're going to go around in the sphere.
Together.
I'm going to guess one of the motorcyclist bikes would be for a person who's actually done this before and then Christy. No?
When I was like... 12 years old. I crashed that motorcycle. You probably don't want me in there.
Well, so we have our professional motorcyclists that are going to help you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, I saw on your website there was a lot. I'm sure you're some of the ladies. You have a bunch of women in nice outfits. And what do you guys do when, you know, your job in the circus? Because I'm thinking instead of the motorcycle, I should do something with that.
So we actually have some of our dancers here with us today. If you guys want to say hi.
Hello.
Hi, dancers.
Hi.
See, I could do something with them.
Yeah, Tony wants to do something with the dancers.
It would only be death-defying because my wife could be watching.
Look absolutely rocking.
Yeah, we have big feather costumes and big, like, sparkly costumes.
See, I could do that.
The kick line, Tony. They said join the kick line.
I could join the kick line. That would be perfect.
Can you kick?
I'd rather kick than go in the Globe of Death.
You're such a baby.
We're trained professionals. What could go wrong?
Right? Now, Hannah, what do you do at the show?
Okay, so I'm a professional aerialist as well. So I'm presenting my act, and it's a combination of choreography, dynamics, and acrobatics.
Whew, sounds like a lot of work. Sounds like you got to be in really good shape.
I like to think so.
And is your act as death-defying as the Globe of Death with the motorcycles?
Well, it definitely has its risks. It does have, you have to have a lot of respect for aerials.
Yes. Sorry.
So it's definitely something you grow fond of, the adrenaline that it...
Is there anything under you or no?
There is absolutely no safety lines or any sort of nets. So it definitely has its own degree of difficulty and risk. So much respect for aerialists. At the end of the day, we do it with like a second nature. And I suppose because I am so enamored with my profession, I sometimes forget about it. But to be honest with you, sometimes we do have those scares where it's like, okay, I really could have done something wrong there and I wouldn't be talking about it.
Yes, so, yeah, well, please be careful.
Always.
I think the kick line would be for me, Christy. That's what I'm going to go for. I'm going to lobby for that.
Well, the globe of death.
All right. Well, I would say break a leg. I don't know what you're supposed to say.
No,
to
you don't say that, though. I don't think so. What? Oh, you say that? You say break a leg?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. But I don't want you to, and I don't want to.
The circus begins on Friday, and we've been giving away tickets all week long here on Warm at 1.3. Thank you for showing up this morning, and I guess we'll see you Monday when Christy performs her death-defying feat.
Yes, definitely. And don't forget, our show starts this Friday 7th. We're at the mall at the Grease Ridge, and we're going to have shows throughout the week, so you don't have any excuses. You can't miss us. We have shows every single day. So on Friday, our debut is at 8 o'clock. Saturday, we have shows at 2, 5, and 8. Sundays, we only have two shows for your convenience at 2 and 5. And throughout the weekend from Monday to Friday, we have shows every day at 7:30. Make sure to check out our website. You can see our show times, and you can also buy tickets online. Or if for your convenience, it's more comfortable, you can also buy tickets on site at the ticket office.
And this is the you'll have a big tent in the parking lot.
Yes, we have. We're currently setting up. We're just arriving at Rochester. It's a beautiful city, and you know it's nice and warm here, so it's absolutely fantastic weather for us. And we're going to be setting up, and by Friday we'll be ready for all of you.
All right, beautiful. Thanks for coming by. We'll see you this weekend, and we'll see you Monday for sure.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.